All he wants is the Father to be merciful enough to him to let him work as a day laborer, paying minimum wage for as many years as it takes to earn back everything he lost and the hope that there could be a reconciliation. He sees now that when he's exhausted his options away from his Father, all he got was death. And he will pay any price for the life his Father possesses. He'll take the punishment. He'll take the humiliation. He'll take the hard labor. What a picture. Here is a sinner in true repentance. He's come to desperation, who realizes that this is the path of death. He wants reconciliation. He's willing to confess that his sins are as high as the heavens. He knows he has no rights and no privileges and can lay no claim to anything. He wants reconciliation at any cost, even a life of hard labor. Boy, that's the real kind of repentance. What a picture. What a picture. At this point, the Pharisees and the scribes are saying to themselves, "Wow, it's exactly what that boy should do. This is the first thing that had any sense to it. It's what he should do." And he did. Verse 20, he got up, came toward his father, walked back in his filthy, swine-smelling, stinking clothes, trudged back toward the village. Now, what can we expect the father to do when he gets there? Well, the Pharisees would know exactly what the father would do. Finally, this father has an opportunity to sustain his honor and to do what he should, what is right and just and honorable. And what the father should do is stay up in his estate. And when somebody says, "Your son has come to town," the father says, "I'll see him in 4 days. Let him sit in his stinking clothes and take the scorn and the mockery of the village heaped upon him as discipline. And then, after 4 days, I will see him." The father would expect him to come in, bow down,